Why did the New York Times get away with defamation against Justin Baldoni, but President Trump was able to sue ABC? This is yet another reason to loathe the New York Times, which I needed no prompting for. Now, a federal judge just dismissed Justin Baldoni's case against Blake Lively, and the New York Times, meaning the Times won't face any accountability for what, to me, was very clearly a coordinated hit job on Justin Baldoni and a power grab by the Me Too movement, fake feminism on behalf of Blake Lively. Now, before you say, ugh, about covering another Blake Lively case, hear me out. I don't care much about Blake Lively, but I do think she weaponized feminism for personal gain and was not a victim of anything other than her own narcissism, which is why I just showed you that pre-nose job photo of her instead of all these glamour shots that you see. Not that one. The media using to get your attention. This is what she really looks like. It's petty, I know, but I did that. Now, here's a quick summary of the case. She filed a complaint with the California Department of Civil Rights. Then someone from her team conveniently leaked it to the New York Times, who promptly published this story. Now, they gave Justin Baldoni one day to respond, but they published the piece just hours before the deadline they gave him, so they never really gave him a proper amount of time to respond. They reported her claims as fact. They did not even try to validate them. After she received backlash, which she was shocked from because she thought she was going to be seen as this victim and heroine, the reaction to her case was, if you were really abused, why don't you file a real lawsuit or a criminal complaint or something like that? So then she had to file a lawsuit. She did, and he countersued both her and the New York Times. Well, his case against her and the Times was dismissed on Monday, and the court cited fair report privilege, which allows media outlets to parrot legal filings without consequences, even if the claims are exaggerated, misleading, or, as Baldoni alleges, completely false. They didn't have to report it. They just said she said this, and they did not properly give him a chance to respond. He can refile his case against her, and I'm pretty sure he will, amending his lawsuit. He cannot refile against the Times. The judge was very generous with the New York Times and dismissed the suit with prejudice, so they're done with this. Now, I asked constitutional expert Lionel from the Lionel Nation YouTube channel if this was par for the course when you go after the media because the bar is so high. He says it's not. He said it was dismissed too easily. Baldoni should have been given another chance to refile. Listen to Lionel's take.
They dismissed the defamation case with prejudice? That's it? No chance to refile? No chance to amend the complaint? What? Here's the best part. He has until, what, the 23rd to refile under such incredibly gripping causes of action like tortious interference with an ongoing business or bad faith. But here's the deal. He can now, or he must, proceed forward with maybe trying to prove that and ultimately take depositions. But stay away from the defamation. Stay away from California's anti-slap statute. You see where this goes? We'll let you go into this. You can go into those other areas that don't involve any particular statements that might be considered privileged under California's legal requirements, boards and tribunals that take statements, but be careful. Imagine that. Can you imagine that? The walking on eggshells? Okay, Your Honor, I'm pursuing this line of questioning not to rekindle, not to try to rehash, not to reintroduce the claims that I tried to make initially under the defamation, but this is tortious interference. And so good luck. I've got to be honest with you, which I always am. We weren't there. We don't know the reasons behind this other than what we read. This is a fine judge with a fine reputation. But ask yourself, in today's climate, when was the last time you ever heard of a case being dismissed before it even got to first base, so to speak? I mean, strike out this fast on pleadings, on the form of the pleadings, with no leave to amend? Wow. You know, if I didn't know better, I better not say that.
Right? Like, who doesn't like him there? Why doesn't he get a proper shot at justice, at proving his case? The courts do usually give wide latitude to the media to protect freedom of the press, but what they've clearly offered is a loophole for character assassination. The court ruled, that's not really our problem, I guess, not their problem. The law protected the institution, not the individual who clearly is being dragged through the mud here. And it's a gift to weaponize media and a warning to anyone who thinks that due process exists once your name hits the headlines. Now, here's what really chaps my backside is that President Trump was allowed to sue ABC after George Stephanopoulos wrongly said that the president had been found guilty of rape, which he wasn't. And the case was allowed to proceed, even though ABC tried to claim the same privilege that the New York Times used in the Baldoni case. So since the Trump case was not dismissed, ABC settled it. So why then was the Times case dismissed and ABC allowed to go forward? The Times argued that all they did was report on Lively's civil rights complaint. They didn't say whether he was guilty or not. They didn't do the reporting, which is a tacit admission. They don't do reporting. They go with the angle they like. They didn't even try. Baldoni had exculpatory evidence about Lively's claim, and they didn't even seem interested. They didn't give him a real chance to present it. It feels wrong because if the press can publish unchecked accusations with zero liability, it opens the door to reputational hit jobs, which they do with impunity. So the contrast here is glaring. One media giant gets held accountable. The other hides behind legal privilege. And this is exactly why trusting legacy outlets is a mistake. In the war of reputation versus narrative, the press picked a side, and it wasn't even true. So let me know what you think of that.